There's an interesting book written by a professor at Wharton School of Business named Adam Grant is his name, and the book is called Originals, How Nonconformists Move the World. And in that book, he describes what an original is. What's an original? So he cites an economist, Michael Hausman, who did a study of 30,000 customer service representatives in many different industries. And from those 30,000 customer representatives who were interviewed and studied, one third of them had higher sales, better customer satisfaction rates, shorter calls, were absent 19% less of the time, stayed in the job 15% longer. What do those third, who did so much better than the rest, have in common? So in what sounds like an absurd link, these 30,000 customer service reps who did so much better than all the rest, what they had in common is that they all used either Chrome or Firefox and not Explorer or Safari. Now, that sounds ridiculous. Big spritz, who cares? Why would your choice of a web browser impact the way you succeed as a customer service rep taking phone calls and making sales?
Where does it work?
So his suggestion is the following. Here is his Vart. He said, you know why a customer service rep will do better than all the rest? Just because he or she uses not Explorer or Safari, but Chrome or Firefox? Because what that says about you is that you're willing to question life's default settings. You're willing to look at what you're given and to say, no, I think I could do different, I could do better. Now, whether you actually think that Chrome or Firefox is better than Explorer Safari is irrelevant. The point is that someone who's willing to question what he's given, question where he's at, question what he's doing, and say, I think I can make a change and do something different and do something better, is someone who will ultimately have a better chance of success. And it's all about someone being willing to take initiative to improve what they have in life at the moment. And I think that this is so relevant and critical for our Ruchnius and Avodas Hashem as well. Consider the story of Avram Avinu. Look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodas Kochavim. And the Rambam writes that when Avram Avinu was born, he was born into a world of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Every single person, his own parents, were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Just about every single person was Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And the world, says the Rambam, was holech u'megalgel. You know, it was just rolling along. That's what everyone assumed to be the norm. That's what everyone did. And Avram, though, says the Rambam, was meshotet bedaito. He's questioning. He's thinking. His mind is wandering. And he's questioning the default settings that life has to offer. At the age of 40, he decides this is wrong, shatters his father's idols, starts debating, arguing, and overturns that which was the norm at that time and charts a very different course in life and changes world history as a result. Beautiful, beautiful lesson. We're all, at times, placed into a default setting. We find ourselves in an environment where there's a certain norm and things kind of are holich megalgal, just roll right along. Our daily schedule, what we do in our free time, what we think our career will be. There's a certain default setting that is given to us. But to what extent are we capable of challenging those default settings when they need to be challenged and rethought and improved upon to do something different, to do something better? Right. Americans speak of Jackie Robinson as a hero because he broke baseball's color barrier. And this is something that Adam Grant writes about as well. Let's say I, as a frum Orthodox Jew in the workforce, am put into a situation whereby I'm going to be the only person wearing a yarmulke in my entire firm. Am I courageous enough to break the kippah barrier? Even if there are other Jews in that same firm, will tell me, oh, no one here wears a yarmulke at work. Just as an example. Will I be capable of breaking the barrier of being that one person who says a bracha with kavana after coming out of the bathroom in an office where there are virtually no other Jews who do so, or no other Jews, period? To what extent am I capable of breaking a barrier, of doing things differently, of doing things differently? Takes a lot of courage, takes a lot of introspection, and think about my daily kavius for Limud HaTorah once I am graduating from yeshiva and going out to work. So people sometimes think, default setting, you're going out to work, so you go to Shachris in the morning as a good frum Oved Hashem, then you go to work, come back in the evening, you're exhausted, you spend time with your wife and kids, busy day, you go to sleep, and you go to Shir on Shabbos afternoon. Maybe that's my default setting. Am I willing to challenge that and to think about maybe I should be learning every day, not just one day a week? Maybe I should be doing Daf Yomi every day and be Kovet Latorah on a regular basis? To what extent can I challenge my settings, my default settings, and say I'm going to do something different? Just recently, Rabbi Lander Shlita just celebrated a Chanukah Habayis of a new community in Naugatuck, Connecticut, where he has plans to build 50 new homes built around an already existing beautiful yeshiva building that houses a kollel and a yeshiva high school. Why? Because when he was approached with the idea of building a yeshiva there for the nearby community of Waterbury that needed a yeshiva high school campus, so he didn't just stop and say, okay, let's build a yeshiva. He rethought the given and said, why stop with a yeshiva? Let's build a community. Let's build a town. Let's build a kehillah. Let's build a community of B'nai Torah, kollel members, B'nai yeshiva. And when you're willing to question the default settings that you're given, you are often blessed with tremendous success that would perhaps otherwise never have been realized had you not taken a step back to stop and think of what might be possible. Who says rethink possible? Whoever it is, do it. Comes to Ruchnias and Zavodas Hashem. Always be willing to question the default settings you're given. Seek to be an original, a non-conformist when it comes to maintaining the status quo of one's Ruchnias. Looking to grow, looking to strive, looking to do bigger and better things.